Hello, welcome to the new season of Light and Psychology podcast. As you might have noticed, we are two new hosts, Aziza and Priya. I wanted to just give a little introduction through answering three random questions from a bowl of papers, completely spontaneously.
So here I have a bowl with questions, and right now I'm going to pick our first question. And the first question is, what, according to you, are some common misconceptions about psychology?
Well, a lot of things can happen with that question, but specifically in regards to people seeking help for therapy, I would say that some people have a misconception that they are weak or crazy if they try and seek mental health. But I think it's actually a real sign of strength and understanding that they need help, and I think it's a healthy and okay thing to do. And moreover, on a less serious note, 10% of the brain is not what we use. I don't know what Morgan Freeman says. I don't care what he said. We need more than 10% of the brain.
Well, for me, it's when I told my family and friends that I was going to study psychology. They all immediately thought about clinical psychology. A lot of people think about clinical psychology as the only aspect of psychology. But psychology is so much broader than that, such as organizational psychology or social psychology. So that's what I think is one of the biggest misconceptions about psychology, is that people think about clinical psychology. All right, now we both have answered the first question, so let's move on to the second one. Again, I'll grab one from the bowl with questions. Okay, the next question is, how do you handle stress in a busy exam period?
Well, I'm sure everyone has their own thing that they do, but for me, I personally like to suffer with friends. So I'll just call up whoever also has exams, and then we go to the library and get some work done, maybe go and get a coffee, and then relax, go back, and continue. It helps manage stress.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, as Aziza said, it's very personal. So for me, it's a bit different. I like to make a planning with an overview of all the things I have to do, like which chapters to read, which lectures to watch, but also really make it like a to-do list in which I can track my progress, so it actually feels satisfying to do. And when I've done that already and studied a bit already, I like to take the time to work out or go for walks as like an outlet for my stress. And lastly, I also like to meditate to regulate my stress levels. Now we've come to grabbing the last question from the bowl, so here we go. Okay, so the last question is, what sparked your interest in psychology and why did you decide to study it?
Well, for me, it was a combination of many things. It was more so the fact that my mother was a child psychologist and I saw how much of an impact she had on the people she helped, and I kind of wanted to do the same. However, in terms of the type of psychology I wanted to do, I kind of realized that I prefer more grown people, so helping adults figure things out in their life, specifically in the workplace. So I picked psychology because I wanted to learn more about how to improve the work standards and working environment for people so they can have a more calm and good working environment to be able to produce good work. I think it's very important.
Yeah, I agree. Well, for me, it's actually a bit of a long story. My interest in psychology started kind of early, like around the age of 9, I'd say. And since then, I found it fascinating to think about the way people think. I find it so bizarre, for example, the way people have conversations. And that might sound very simple, but if you think about it, you have to listen, you have to understand what the other person is saying or trying to say, while also at the same time, you are formulating a response. And all that happens within not even noticeable time. However, when I had to choose which study I wanted to do, I didn't choose psychology initially. But during my other study, I followed a minor of psychology. And then I realized again, like, wow, this really interests me and I really want to learn more about psychology. So that's how I ended up here.
So there you have it. Those are our opinions. And hopefully as the season goes on, you'll get to learn us a bit more and we'll get to learn more about psychology together. Tune in.